It's very hard to do metal vocals. I find it very difficult.
It's very hard. Some people assume that it would be very easy.
Yeah, this is the thing. Right?
With the sound of
People who don't listen to this kind of music always go, oh, that's screaming. Ooh.
It's all just screaming.
But it's so difficult. I can't do it at all.
You can't scream?
Not really. It's quite sort of, I would say, like a wispy noise comes out. but without any sort of volume. I can make horrible noises, but not consistently.
Yeah.
These people can do it consistently over a long period of time.
Some of them.
That's what I find amazing.
You've got a pretty good voice. Can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah. So
hey, people would have heard it on this very cast.
They would have heard it on this cast. On the cast.
You can do it, but could you do it for like 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I suppose some bands play for 90 minutes, don't they?
The bands I'd be in probably would never be asked to play more than 20
minutes. Wouldn't have a back catalogue to service 90 minutes either. It's the same three songs for 90 minutes.
Yeah, I think back in my day, I could have done it for 90 minutes.
Your heyday, would you say?
Heyday?
Yeah.
When I was younger and fitter.
Oh.
Younger and fitter.
Wow.
Like the paedophiles like.
I guess they do, yeah. Well, maybe just younger, not fitter, because more difficult to catch if they're fit. So I've been told.
That takes us on to I really hope
neither of us ever become politicians, because that particular clip would ruin our careers. Taken out of context.
Have you seen the old president of the United States of America?
I have. Do you mean the current
old one?
Or the old one?
The last one.
Oh, the one before,
Trump one.
Yeah.
He said a lot of things.
He said a lot of things and got away with all of them. So, yeah, fair enough. Maybe we'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We'll
just double down on it all.
Let's go into government then.
Talking about young things, it's season 5, episode 3. episode 79. So,
episode 79!
79.
10 episodes off of a very funny number.
It's been a very long week since the last one.
It's been a very long week. Yeah.
Have you done anything in that week?
What have I done in the week?
What have you done in that week?
I think I've done nothing in that week, necessarily.
Right. I've done loads in that week.
What have you done?
I'll tell you what I've done.
Go on then. I feel like you prepared for that question. I didn't.
I went to see Cattle Decapitation.
You went to see Cattle Decapitation?
Cattle Decapitation.
When did you see them?
I saw them within the last time.
Podcast. Where did you see them?
I saw them in Chalk in Brighton.
Oh, and then were they good?
They were very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I cut the support band, the one just before them, were fucking awful.
Was it Abattoir?
No.
Because it would have been apt if it was.
It would be apt. I went to see him at the Abattoir.
Oh.
And there's got to be a venue called Abattoir.
Well, you went to see Cattle Decapitation.
Or
a Cattle Decapitation.
What's the difference?
Well, good point.
What is the difference?
A very good point, well made.
So that was very good. Enjoyed that. I went all the way to Brighton for it. Just for that.
Oh, I remember the story about this.
Yeah.
About why you went.
Yeah.
Someone asked you to go.
Yep.
And you went with them.
And I went with them.
Yep.
So ask me to go to things and
then
will go.
You shall go. There you go, listener.
All you've got to do is ask Matt to go to things
and he will go to them.
I've never turned any.
You don't have to go with him.
I've never turned
any. You can just send
down.
Him just places.
Say, just say, I've got a ticket for this if you want
to
go.
If you want to go to
go
this
to it.
Without me.
And I'll go, okay. I'm going. I saw Lake Malice in the Underworld.
Oh, yeah, you sent me a video. That looked quite good.
It was fun. There was a lot of circle pits going on.
Wow, that's cool.
A lot of stuff. I saw him at Download, and I was quite drunk.
Great.
And remember at Download. And I remember going, oh, these are brilliant.
I know the feeling.
And then they said they were playing London, and I was like, I'm gonna go. They were brilliant. They were good.
Oh, they didn't really have the same.
They were still good.
Same impact as at Download when you were absolutely off your tits.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. This makes sense.
It was a midweek.
Also, how rude of me, by the way, to say that I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
I went to Greg Puciato with you for your birthday.
For my birthday.
So I have done something.
My actual factual.
We went to Greg Puciato.
That was good.
Hey, we're whacking here.
What did you think of it?
It's fine. I'm just not a huge fan of his solo stuff, really.
I liked it a lot.
It was good.
I Reba came up.
He did it well. Reba was there.
His old partner, Reba.
Yep. Old partner or? Well, she's young, but like, as in, are they still together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. His current partner, Reba.
Current. Oh, yeah.
She listens to the show as well. I don't think she would like it if you'd said that.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't say ex.
She might write in.
That was fun. And then...
Yep.
I'm sort of glad that that's not his full-time...
Yes,
band.
I'm glad he's got a few other things on the go.
Yeah. It sounds like Black Queen might come back.
I don't mind Black Queen, yeah. Yeah, fine.
And then, obviously, Better Lovers are doing a lot of stuff.
Better Lovers are doing lots of stuff. Album coming out. He's very busy, actually, isn't he? Yeah. Or Greg.
Yeah, stay busy. I mean, you say that, but people with full-time jobs probably work less hours overall.
Yes. Do they?
Potentially.
Why? Do they?
Do like 40 hours a week?
Yeah, but he's only doing an hour a day.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're saying people with full time jobs work more. I thought
you
said less.
Saying,
fine.
Oh,
yes.
Very busy, but still.
Yeah, busy
within,
for someone who does that.
Yeah. So.
Or maybe not busy because he's in so many things that aren't doing much. So actually,
I'm looking.
Be in some more bands, Greg. Keep yourself busy.
I'm looking forward to new Better Lovers.
Yeah. Is it going to be fully new or they have?
Fully new. Yeah,
the whole thing fully new.
New album, yeah.
But nothing of the EP on it.
The EP's out.
I know, but sometimes bands do that where they have an album that's got some of the EP bits on.
Not all of them.
No,
so I doubt this one will.
Hopefully not. Do you know when that's coming out? Exclusive for the listener? Have you spoken to Better Lovers?
No, not yet.
No, nor have I.
I'll give them a call.
Okay.
You know what else we did?
What did we do?
We went into the K pit.
We did! Oh my God, I forgot about that as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We went to see the Callous Dow Boys.
We saw the Callous Dow Boys
K-pit
in Blondie's.
Blondie's,
with
tiny
like 40 other people.
Yeah, tiny.
Yeah, that was great, actually.
I don't know if you saw the Instagrams. I've got there's a video of me with Carson's arse in my face.
Arson.
Yeah, Carson arse in my face.
Yeah, well, I didn't see that, but that's great. I was there.
Probably saw it live.
I saw it live. Yeah.
Yep.
I saw you hold him up.
I'm kind of
in the band?
I don't really want to watch it.
You don't want to see yourself?
I don't like, you know, I'm kind of, I wish I wasn't there so I could watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Don't want to see that. Don't want to see myself. So, yeah, if you have seen the Callous Dow Boys K-Pit,
You're the one holding Carson him up at the end.
Climbs on. And then I
was squidged into the corner because I was the only person in the venue that had brought my work bag with
me. Have you seen it?
I've seen some of it, not the whole thing. I think you can see the back of my head for a bit.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm in the corner.
Have you just seen the Instagram clips or?
No, I started watching the YouTube one.
Yeah.
But I stopped quite quickly.
Did you see me on it?
Yeah, I saw you right at the beginning.
Nice.
But I was, literally sandwiched holding my bag because I had my laptop in. Very sad. I'm a very sad human in that respect.
Yeah. Very sad.
I think no one else, everyone else must not have had their work laptop them because they were going mental.
Could have left it at the back.
I didn't. It's my work laptop, Matt. I don't want to leave that at the back. What if it gets stolen or lost or damaged?
Hasn't one been stolen?
Yes, exactly. Don't want to lose it or damage another one. I'll get a reputation.
Back it up. Right. So, it's been a good week.
Imagine that. Overall. Imagine it being lost or stolen and me having to write out. I was watching the Callous Dow
Boys
in the K-Pit. And I decided to take my work laptop to that. And unfortunately, it got damaged.
Amazing.
Sorry about that.
Have you got anything coming up? The only thing I think is coming up
gig-wise
is Yersin are playing with Mastiff at the Black Heart.
Oh, yeah. When's that? I'm on holiday, but
Wednesday.
Are you going to go?
Wednesday.
Bloody Wednesday.
I want to go.
Why don't you go then?
I'm going
to
go.
Oh, based on what we said earlier, a listener could ask you to go.
Ask me to go. Yeah. So ask me to go.
Then they don't have to go, but you have to go.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I will go anywhere I'm asked.
That Mastiff album's all right.
Yeah.
The new one. You listen to it. It's quite good.
The new Yersin album.
Came out on Friday.
Album of the week.
Yeah. So, you know, that's two pretty good bands you can go and see.
So I might go see that.
And also, Black Heart is actually a pretty good gig venue.
And I also think I owe Yersin a single pint for.
You do.
Mr.
Yersin, you can give him a pint.
Give him a pint. One pint.
You should go.
One pint for the Yersin.
I think Rob and the lads would appreciate you being there, you know.
Well, I'm going to go then.
Well, you have to.
I'll see you there, Rob, and the lads.
OK, get you a drink.
Rob and the lads. Rob and the lads.
Rob and the lads was the first. That's what they were going to call themselves. And then they decided on your sin.
All right. Have you got anything else to say?
Any
further questions?
No further questions, Your Honor.
Do you want to ask me to go anywhere?
Not yet. Let's see how the episode goes.
All right, let's get into it. Is season 5, episode 3, or as some people like to call it, episode 79? And here's the theme song! Put up your feet! Put on the ghetto! What's the Grand Prix? Who's the best in metal?
And that was the theme song.
That was the theme song.
Quite apt that the theme song is made by Brutality.
Brutality,
do you remember them?
Yep.
Because they, Matt, are a bunch of Christians.
They're a bunch of Christians.
And when we get to messages, I will tell you why. That is relevant, but
okay,
we're not there yet.
And worsts firsts.
Is your worst first related to that as well? Oh, it is.
It is.
Oh, what a theme we have
got
this
a theme.
Week. Okay, fine.
Good theme.
Good point. Right. So
do you
want to
tell us what's in store?
What's in store?
Or it's like you like to call it, the running order.
I would love to call it the running order.
The running order.
Or as they say in
Under
France.
Under the running order.
Oh, very good. Thanks. That could be a good name for it.
Yeah.
As they say in France.
Under the running
the
order.
The running order. Okay. Messages first. We got a message, a little voice message, actually.
Whoa.
From a band.
That is a message.
And then worst first.
What's it going to be?
We will give you two of the things
the worst.
That we heard that we didn't like a lot.
And we do that
since
first.
The last episode. We do that first. Then new releases. We'll cover new releases from Job for a Cowboy.
Howdy, partner.
Collapse.
Ah.
Cell Press.
Do-do-do-boop.
Okay, I see what you did there. Western Super Mame. Oh, okay. Mm. The Sawtooth Grin.
Ouch.
Earth Tone 9. Exist.
Yes, I do.
Godmother.
God doesn't exist. I've got no noise.
God.
No noises for
God as well. Gosh.
Gosh, mother.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. We've just understood our religious stance there. So.
And then what?
And then what? Album of the week.
What's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
Who's going to be?
Who could it be?
And then you can stop listening then and you can wait till the next one.
But before we get into our messages, worst first, new releases, and album of the week,
we're going to tell you. We should just chop this bit and
chop this bit and
chuck
record
it every time, shouldn't we?
But then it would be the same every time.
Oh, and people might switch off then.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's like they're dialing it in or records pre-recorded.
It's like they're not even trying. Right, okay, so should we
basically
do it?
If you
like it,
listen.
Listen.
if you listen, like it. Thank you.
That's basically it, isn't it? Why do we do all the rest of it?
Basically, if you're into this podcast, if you like it, if we're giving you new bands that you might not have heard of before, and you're like, wow, this is my new favorite band. I've found some of my new favorite bands from this podcast, and and if we're doing that for you, just give it a like, give it a subscribe, give it a five stars, tell a friend.
Yep.
You know, do all of that.
That
share.
Really helps us get found.
You know, share on your socials.
And actually. Given that nothing has really changed in terms of listenership in the last few months, if not few years, we're assuming none of you are doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
But no one's getting to this point, and you've all disappeared.
All gone.
But if you could, just give it a few stars, tell a mate, whatever.
Just
that'd be
stars,
wicked.
Tell a mate, subscribe, like
it really,
subscribe.
It really helps like us out with the podcast. Really helps us out. Okay, great. So
shall we
do messages?
Messages.
So, Matthew.
That's my name.
Here he is. That's why I said that.
That's one of my names.
One band that we spoke about, I think, two episodes ago, potentially.
It's episodes.
They or someone from them sent us a message.
Ooh, I wonder what
Instagram.
That was.
It was a voice note.
No way. That's proper good, that.
It's a voice note. They are a sort of terrifying, punky, alt, theatric kind of band. They tour with the likes of Gwa. I think they are somehow related to Squid Pisser.
Cousins.
I think a member may be similar. I'm not quite sure. There's some relation there, I think. They are called Cancer Christ. And this is what they had to say.
Whoa, here it is.
Thank you so much for giving a shit about our band. Your podcast is funny, insightful, and helps me pick music for the month. God bless you. Hail Christ. And that's it, motherfuckers. Hail Christ!
And there it was. I don't know with them if it's an ironic thing, the Christ thing, or if it's a real thing. But it's fine. Right. Either way, fine. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
It's fine. You can love Christ or hate Christ.
Whatever.
Either way.
Whatever's fine.
You know.
Doesn't bother us.
We're all people at the end of the day.
We are all people at the end of the day, but the early on in the day.
The first people.
The first people were.
Were they made by God? Or what were was that they? Evolution?
Who knows?
Who knows? But now.
Send
whether,
your answers
whether
in.
Whether it was God or evolution, we're all in the same place now. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really profound.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, great. Good thinking.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Cancer Christ.
I never thought I'd say that. Thanks, Cancer Christ.
Thanks, Cancer Christ. Keep getting your monthly lessons
from us. Yeah.
Right, so we decided recently to talk about the worst things we found in the
week.
And I was worried it was going to become a power metal,
hate bit. Yeah.
So I was thinking, do we change the name to a power metal hate bit? But I found something that isn't power metal this
week. Yes, great.
So should we go to worst first?
Let's go worst first.
Worst first. Worst first. So
what you got, Matthew?
What have I got? I've got. So I've been listening to a lot of music.
Yep.
A lot of it good, a lot of it bad.
Yep.
But the worst thing I've listened to is POD.
Payable on Death.
Is that what it is?
I think it stands for Payable on Death.
And that's when you meet your maker.
I guess. At that point, you pay two coins
to get into the club.
Yeah.
No, what you have to do is you have to say, oh, sorry for all that stuff before you die, don't you?
Yes, I think that's how it works. Yeah,
yeah.
And you get to the end, and you say, "Sorry about that," and then you get let in.
Then you get in.
Yep. But you still have to pay them
two coins to go on your eyes. Yeah.
So you can cross the sea of the dead.
And this is the lies we tell ourselves. And here it is.
Lies we tell ourselves. You ain't fooling anyone. Nobody's saying nothing. Everybody knows what's going on.
POD aren't obviously known as the best band.
No.
But, you know, I think they've had
some
bangers.
They're nobody's favourite band.
No. They're the...
I don't think they are.
What are the nation?
The youth of the nation.
They're the youth of the nation. Not anymore.
Satellite. Very old now. Quite old. Quite out of touch, actually.
You know, and I've seen them live. I saw them with Alien Ant Farm.
Oh, yeah.
And I... you know, they weren't... I didn't leave. I stayed there for the whole thing.
Did you have to? No. Did they lock the doors?
They locked the doors. There was a bomb threat outside.
All right.
They locked us in. And, you know, this is just, I think this is awful. I think it's awful. I think it sounds like a pop punk song.
Yeah, not a good one.
And I quite like some pop punk songs.
Yeah, me too.
But this is just.
This is shit.
It's a piece of shit. And then they should be called POS.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Oh, wow.
And if you'd like POS or POD, as they like to call themselves, that's fine. Carrying on enjoying them.
Good.
I just didn't enjoy that song.
Yeah, fair enough. I thought it was quite rubbish.
Yep. Have you listened to anything shit?
Yes, I have. I came across this band whilst listening to everything that came out ever in between episodes, like I do. I have to wade through a lot of absolute shit to pick out some good stuff for you.
Did you listen? Did you get some POD? The Lies We Tell Ourselves.
I didn't because it's a single. I tend to concentrate on the albums.
Yeah, piece of shit albums.
Right. This is a band called Thornbridge.
Oh, like the beer.
I will have to take your word for that. Yes, is that a beer?
Carry on, and
you look that up whilst we play it for the listener. The song is called Daydream Illusion,
and here it is.
There it was. Yeah, more in the along the lines of sort of battle metal slash like circus metal, I suppose you'd call it. Not my thing, Matt. Not my thing. And yeah. Actually, like you said, quite rightly, I think last time we did this as well, it was in a similar vein. So I will try and deviate from that.
Yeah.
It just always catches my ear.
They're always like, bad, yeah.
Yeah, this is I can call this out as
and
bad.
And you know what? Some people, that's their favourite type of music.
I agree, and that's
those
fine.
Those people are wrong.
Those people are wrong, but it's also fine to be wrong. Yeah.
I'm wrong about all sorts of things.
I've never heard it, but if you say
rarely
so.
Rarely taste, but Thornbridge is a brewery. It's based in Buxton.
Maybe it's the guys from the brewery.
Oh, if it is that, and they just formed a band willy-nilly, sort of, because they know each other.
So it's Willy, Nilly, Dave, and Sean in the band.
From the brewery, that's quite fun.
That is fun.
Well done.
If that was the case, that would be fun. It's not, and therefore it's shit. Okay, should we move on to new releases?
That was first worst.
Worst, whichever
worst,
way around.
Worst.
You want to say it?
New releases?
Yeah, let's do it. I think I'm up first.
The worst
first. Worst first again. There you go. I knew you were going to say that. So, I've been listening to Job for a Cowboy.
No way.
Or Jufek. They're a progressive.
Yes,
progressive death metal these days band. Ooh. From Arizona in the US, also known as Arizona. The album is Moon Healer. Front cover of this one is one of the best covers of the year so far, I'd say, Matt, from an art perspective.
Ooh, very good.
So no doubt by the end of the year when we do our album of the year, that will bring it up.
Bring
the
up,
points.
Bring up those points.
There's sort of a fire-breathing moon skull.
Ooh.
A man who has been skinned, it would seem, with an eye for a brain, sort of an eye vagina. An eye vagina for a brain and a sort of hovering orb.
Great.
And there's some eyes on stalks.
Many eyes?
It's got everything. There's many eyes, not to be confused with
many eyes. The band.
The rubbish band.
That's your favourite singer.
Used to be, yes, correct. Released on the 29th of Feb. So, gosh, it's almost a month old now. Sorry about that, listener.
What? You went Feb?
I went Feb because I think it's great. I had to let the listener know about it.
Yep.
On Metal Blade. Well done.
Well done. Congratulations.
That's we've heard of them.
Good job.
Good job good for job. A cowboy. 39 minutes long. My standout track is... any astronomers here? That's not the name of the track.
Here it is. Sorry.
Any astronomers listen to the podcast will know that they shouldn't have been surprised by this. But the track is called "The Sun Gave Me Ashes, So I Sought Out the Moon."
And here it is.
There it was. This is a fantastic album. Very technically proficient, Matt. decent mix of
mixed
death metal, very well mixed as well. Don't know who mixed it, could have looked it up, didn't bother. Decent mix of all out death metal, assault, and very progressive widdly bits.
Oh, assault as well.
Assault, yeah. Oh, I think some of the band members got into a fight when they were
good. You went, yeah, good.
A very progressive in places too. Lots of widdly bits. Some amazing drumming. There's a drummer on it as well, which is good.
A real one.
Yeah, very good riffs. And a lovely sounding bass. What a great review that is, Simon. Yeah. Well done, me.
Lovely.
My fun fact for this, I think you're going to enjoy this, Matthew. So, job for a cowboy. My intention here was to look up if a cowboy was getting a different job that wasn't a cowboy, what would be good jobs for a cowboy to get to have.
Okay.
It was the initial idea, but in researching that, it was quite boring.
Like,
so I've changed
butcher.
It slightly. Yeah, potentially. I've changed it slightly, and I've used my old friend ChatGPT, and I asked, can you suggest some jobs that might be suitable for a boy that is also half cow? AKA
like a cowboy. Okay.
He has a human head and brain.
A human head and brain. Is this what ChatGPT?
No, I'm saying to ChatGPT. This is my prompt.
Right.
He has a human head and brain, but cow hooves for hands and feet.
Please give a body. What body?
I didn't mention, but you know.
What kind of body?
It can read between the lines. Please give a short explanation.
A boy body with cow hooves.
Yeah.
We don't. What kind of age is this boy?
I don't know. You don't need to give it.
It's
got to
be a working age, right?
Not necessarily.
Then there's no jobs for a non-working age boy.
Well, let's find out and see what came back. I've put, please give a short explanation as to why the jobs might be suitable given his biological and physical condition.
Okay.
Job
I
number
was gonna
one.
Say, I love that your use of ChatGPT because it just means you don't need to think of anything anymore. But you've given it some good thought. And
well, that's the idea. The creativity is in the prompt.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
So. Job number one.
Yep.
Animal welfare advocate. Leveraging his unique perspective as half cow, half boy, he could serve as a powerful advocate for animal welfare. Bridging the understanding between humans and animals, his personal connection to both worlds would make him an empathetic and persuasive spokesperson for ethical treatment and rights of animals.
But do you think he resents having the cow hooves?
It depends. Mm. Well, it depends if he's hit puberty or not. I think if you hit puberty, it would be really frustrating to have cow's hooves for hands. otherwise, probably fine. Probably fine. Or if he's way past puberty, he's probably got over it or figured out a different way of doing
figured
it.
Out a different way.
Just with both. I guess you have to put both of them
other
together.
Other people's hands.
You have to put it in between both your hooves, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Sort of
yeah.
Do that. Job number two. I'll skip some. This
for
one's quite
a
good.
Boy cow.
This one's good. Mascot for dairy brands or agricultural events.
Does
his unique appearance would make him a natural mascot.
Does this boy have the
udders? I don't know, actually. I didn't
Budders.
Specify. His unique appearance would make him a natural mascot for dairy brands or agricultural events.
Natural.
Attracting attention, sure, and raising
Definitely.
Awareness. This role allows him to leverage his distinctive looks in a positive, engaging way.
But surely he'd be against
agriculture and dairy products.
Surely he'd be against dairy products. Although, actually.
Not necessarily.
You're like, actually, I get someone else's hand to milk.
To milk me.
To milk me because I've got hooves.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
The fourth one.
Fair enough.
The fourth one. Motivational speaker. Drawing from his life experience as someone with a unique physical condition, he could inspire others by speaking about diversity, acceptance, and overcoming challenges.
Of course.
Great.
Yeah.
And the last one, specialized footwear designer. Understanding the challenges of having hooves for hands and feet, he could work in design or collaborate with brands to create specialized footwear and hand tools
for
that
himself.
Cater to unique physical needs. Yeah, for him. Improving daily comfort and functionality.
He's the only one.
I.e. wanking.
Nike, others I'm going to go, okay.
Others with similar conditions.
You're the only...
How good is this, though?
You're the only boy cow. We're going to make a range
excuse
of...
Excuse me? Well, cowboy. They're not called job for a boy cow.
Yeah, I know, but...
Although they should be.
Here's a boy cow.
Work for a boy cow would be a really good covers band.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
No,
can't play anything like
that?
How they play.
Right.
Anyway, isn't that great?
That is very good. Thank
you. It makes you wonder if ChatGPT had been around at the time, what the Elephant Man could have achieved.
Done. Yeah.
But instead, what did he do? Just moped about,
moped
I guess.
Moped about. Was a mopey old elephant.
Moped about with his trunk. Did he have a trunk?
That's made me
only
wish
when he was
I
going on holiday.
ChatGPT.
There you go. So, for fans of Fit for an Autopsy.
Ooh.
And yep. Other bands that have four an in the middle. old Rivers of Nile. Nail.
Not New Rivers of Nile.
Not New Rivers of Nile because they're rubbish.
Whoa. Big
statement, right?
Big yeah. statement.
I'm
big
sorry. Rivers of Nile also listen to the podcast. Sorry, guys.
The old singer does, but not the new
not
one.
The new band, yeah, so he'll be fine with it. The Acacia Strain as well. My three-word review for Job for a Cowboy is yee-hawed to beat.
I hope that's good.
Because it's good.
Because that's brilliant. I've been listening to the band Collapse.
Yes.
With an E at the end, but not that the one that adds an E at the end after a... You know which...
A forward
two.
Slash.
There's
yeah, there's two,
two
bands called Collapse.
This one is... this one is the one without the forward slash.
Ah.
And they've released an album called... Ah.
Arr.
perfect time for a beer break.
Pirate themed album, is it?
Arr. Why are Collapse pirates? Because they
are.
Well, AR. How would you pronounce it?
Arr. Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
It came out on my birthday. I mentioned it before on the 8th of March. Seven songs. What? 34 minutes long? Yeah, that's perfect amount of time. They're a trio from Denmark.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Have you been?
I would have loved to have been. I don't know why I said it like that, but I'd love to go.
Yeah, same. If anyone wants Copenhagen. Me to go, just ask me.
Oh yeah, then you'll go.
My standout track was Cock On, and here it is. It wasn't the best track on the album, but I just wanted to say
funny name. Yeah.
K-O-K-O-N.
Could be a name for the episode.
Cock On. What? Cock On?
Cock On.
Cock On.
Cock On?
Cock On.
C-O-C-K-O-N.
Yeah. Written it down.
Cock On. Okay, we could do that.
Have you got it on? Yes.
Have you put your cock on? I'm feeling a bit frisky tonight. Make sure you put your cock on.
Collapse are a previous album of the year band.
They are, you're absolutely
with
right.
With their album Salt.
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 Yep.
And they're back with a brand new album.
Wow.
Called Ah.
Are they back?
They are. They are. I love Collapse. They're one of my favourite bands from
Denmark.
Learned about them from this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We had no idea. If we hadn't done this podcast, we'd probably never have come across them.
No, and I love them. Yeah. And you should too. They're brilliant. It's heavy, it's sludgy, it's really riffy, it's sometimes atmospheric. It's probably the softest Collapse release, I think. There's a lot of...
Okay.
Yeah, but it still manages to sort of be really sort of dark and heavy. It feels like a more sort of journey album.
Ooh, okay.
It's a little bit soundtracky in places, which is really good. It's like... it just takes you on a magical journey of heaviness and despair, and I love it. And coming from the band, they said, we wanted to explore the unwanted, the unsavory, the unwelcoming parts of our lives, which often make songs harsh and stuff.
Well said.
Harsh and stuff. A little fun fact. Their album covers are always brilliant.
Yeah, this one is very terrifying.
Very terrifying. It's like a pink man on a pink bank background, but what's happened to his face? It's melted, all pink and melted.
Yeah,
it's collapsed. It's collapsed. The face has collapsed. There's like bubbly bits.
Yeah.
It looks like a sort of, you know, if you melt a cheese.
Oh, it is like if you melt cheese.
Like
yeah.
a raclette.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like, raclette face.
It's like a raclette face, a pink raclette face. And
I wonder what jobs he could do.
He could...
Could ask ChatGPT.
Drip pink stuff on to dinners.
Onto dinners.
Raclette
from his
restaurant.
From his face. imagine that.
What's happened to your face? It's collapsed.
Is that something you'd order? as a special on the menu?
Collapsed
face on potatoes. Yeah, someone could come out and burn their face and sort of melt it on your potatoes.
I wouldn't buy it myself, but I'd like to see someone else.
Heston Blumenthal will do it at some point soon.
Yeah. For fans of Black Sheep Wool, eyes, bit of mastodon thrown in there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My three-word review is, because I've enjoyed all of their albums, and this album is called... they've done it again.
Love that.
Love
well
that.
Done.
Yeah. Have you listened to
well
anything else?
Done.
Like you're contractually obliged?
You know what? Funnily enough, I have, because I have to. I've listened to the debut album.
The debut.
From Cell Press.
This is their
debut album. They had an EP in 2020. This is their debut album. It's a sludgy, noisy, hardcore-y sort of thing. They're from Montreal in Canada. And the album's called Cages. It was released on the 8th, your birthday.
Whoa!
Same time as Collapse.
Everyone's giving me treats.
All the album's out on your birthday.
Although I didn't get the Collapse album for my birthday. No one got it for me.
That's a shame. Yeah. The label, they're on the record label, the Sludge Hammer imprint, which sounds like a great label, and we should check out what else is on that label.
Have you?
I haven't.
It's part of your research?
I'm guessing maybe it's Canadian, but let's find out afterwards and not tell anyone. It's 33 minutes long. My standout track is Kissed by a Morose on Mont-Royal.
And here it is!
I don't know
is it in the same style as Kissed by Rose?
Kissed by Rose?
Kissed by a Rose.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I don't know if it's meant to be a play on that. Kissed by a Rose on the Grave? Grey?
On the Grey.
Is it Grey or Ooh, Grave?
I don't know.
I've
not listened to it since that Batman movie came out.
Yeah, I don't know, but it sounds nothing like that.
Good.
So I was a huge fan of their 2020 self-titled EP.
Yep.
Or EP, as it's more commonly
did
known.
Did we mention it?
Yeah, we did. We spoke about it in 2020 before we decided we would just play songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that? When we were worried about the legalities, not realising that no one would listen or care. So it really doesn't matter.
No lawyers are listening
play
to
what
this.
You like.
No music lawyers.
Play what you like. Regularly revisited that EP. So I'm very, very happy to see a full length. I actually didn't know they were going to do it. And then all of a sudden I saw it released. And I was
did it.
Fucking hell, it's Cell Press.
Yeah.
That band that I like from the four tracks from 2020.
That's a good three-word review as well.
Bloody
fucking
hell,
it's Cell Press.
Fucking hell, it's Cell Press. This is even more sludgy, slightly groovy, sometimes heavy noise rock stuff, which is almost a belter from start to finish. But there is a filler track, sadly, in the form of Blue Royale. But apart from that, it's fucking full on and amazing. Heavy, very Keelhaul-esque in the rhythm section, which is great because Keelhaul were amazing. Lots of a few mathy bits, time signature changes, that sort of stuff. All with a very chunky, sludgy kind of plod to it. So yeah, fantastic.
Did you ever like maths in school?
I didn't mind it.
Do you prefer math core?
I prefer math core to math. Yeah, maths.
Yeah.
And math rock to maths, for sure.
Good.
My fun fact, Oh, this is a not a fun fact. It's quite boring.
Did you not chat GPT?
I didn't, sadly, but I should have done because my own brain is rubbish. But
if you pressed a cell, what would?
I might look it up in a minute. There's a track called "Dark Side of the North."
Oh, like the.
And the reason I put this
Pink
in is because kind of, I put this in because it's a very like.
Where are they from?
Canada.
Oh yeah, you said yeah.
It's a very kind of Partridge-esque rubbish story. So, the track, here we go, Dark Side of the North, tackles the lack of clean drinking water promised to Canada's northern communities over various election cycles. And yet has never been delivered.
Nice.
That's what that song's about.
Refreshing.
Yeah. Interesting, because they're a sludge band, and that song is sort of about sludge, in a way. For fans of Keel Hall,
woo,
Low,
ooh,
friends of the podcast.
I love Low.
Love Low too. And Burnt by the Sun. My three-word review, bloody sell. Impressive. That's bloody sell. Impressive.
Yeah. I love
you're it. You're actually welcome, Sell Press.
I love it.
I feel like you might listen to this, and I'm sorry if you did. But the album is brilliant. I listened to it at least twice just today.
Just today.
Genuinely,
it's
great.
It's barely midday.
And it's barely midday right now.
Barely midday. I've listened to so much else as well.
Go on, then.
Should I tell you about one of the other things?
After you.
I listened to a band called Western Super Mame and their album, See You Tomorrow, Baby.
Oh, hello.
It was came out on 15th of March, not my birthday, but it was 8 songs, which was
the day of your birthday. Yep. 8th.
And 39 minutes long.
Oh, so it's how a long full my birthday 40 lasted. Years less than your birthday age.
It came out on Diamond Butter Music.
Oh.
Delicious. They're a duo from London, Oregon.
Oh.
Canada.
London, Oregon, Canada.
No, is Oregon, London, Oregon, is that Canada?
Oregon is not Canada.
Oregon is
the US, isn't it?
It is the US, isn't it? It is.
They're not, they can't be, they must be English.
London.
Western Super Mame.
London, Oregon.
Hold on, let's look this up.
Oregon. Oregon's America, isn't it?
Oh, are they from London and Oregon? Are they like across a national?
Oh, are they
band?
A duo?
I think they're international, aren't they?
There's a London Springs in Oregon.
Oh
they
my
could
gosh,
be from
this
there.
This is good. This is good audio.
That is not Canada. That is America. I thought London was London, Ontario.
Oh, Ontario is a bit like
Canada.
It's Canada.
Anyway, yeah. Western Super Mare is a village in England.
Yeah. It feels weird that they would not be from England.
Which is clearly what they've named themselves after.
Gosh, this is good.
It is good.
Hold on. Western Super Mame, the brainchild of UK.
Oh, a London, UK.
See the rest of that. You keep going, I'll let you know.
I thought London, Ontario, and Oregon, America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But UK makes more sense if they're called Western Super Mame.
Okay.
Here we go.
The brainchild of UK multi-instrumentalist Tom Stevens.
Oh, Tom Stevens from London.
Hi, Tom, if you're listening. And Seth Detrick.
From Oregon, America.
From Los Angeles.
Oh.
From Los Angeles thrash outfit, PDP.
I don't know where the Oregon comes from then.
Check them out.
Online, it says London, Oregon. I assumed a bit of where Portland is and a bit of... in Canada, because they're closer than the England
you
one.
Assumed wrong.
When you assume, you get it wrong sometimes.
Exactly. That's what they say.
I should have looked into that more. But there's, you know, there's only a certain amount of time in the day.
Yeah, you can't always do useful things.
Yeah, you just look at two things and be like, well, surely they're not from the other side of the pond. Especially, and then the other guy's not even from Oregon, so God knows where that came from. It's more than just once online as well, so yeah. They're called Western Super Mame. My my standout track is Slow Hell, and here it is!
Ah!
was.
There it was. This album is. It's noisy as hell. There's lasers. It's genty.
There's lasers.
Like Frontieria lasers. It's genty. It's genteel.
Oh, very clever. Very clever.
Thanks. It's got hints of car bomb, Frontieria. The car is. When you're listening to it, you're like, oh, I like this car bomb track. But then they do things car bomb would never do.
No!
They go a bit slow and soft and nice.
Oh. Overall,
it's a lot more accessible, I'd say, than both car bomb and Frontieria.
Okay.
But it doesn't, you know, take away. I'm not saying it's more accessible in an unkind way. I think it's brilliant. I think it's a great album. They like to describe their sound as, imagine if Meshuggah couldn't count. although the very beginning good. Of Slow Hell is very, very Meshuggah-y, which is brilliant. Fun fact, they've got special guests.
Oh,
blindfolded and led to the woods.
Oh, I love them.
And the singer of Frontieria.
Bloody hell, they're from New Zealand, blindfolded and led to the woods.
Yep, and the singer of Frontieria is from America. Yeah,
God, the rest of them are all from over the place.
Scotland, which yeah. is mad. For fans of Car Bomb, Frontieria, Meshuggah, I 3-word review is absolute mare of an album.
Oh, see what you've done there.
Yep. See what you've done there. And well done. I love it. Brilliant little.
It is very good, actually.
Little 39 minutes of joy.
Yes.
I
have also been listening to an EP.
An EP
by a band called The Sawtooth Grin.
Ooh.
The EP is called Jabberwocky. Came out on the 15th of March. Not your birthday.
No, but that's the same day as Western Super Mame came out.
Well, there you go. So it would have been someone's birthday.
Someone.
I assume, and they would have noticed that. the song is called, well, my standout track, sorry, is called A Cloud, A Cauldron, A Colony.
And here it is!
There it was.
It was.
Very mental noise core yelpy sort of thing.
Yep.
But very good.
Very good.
Very good. Very, very good.
Very, very
Four
good.
Tracks are very, very good. Well done, you guys.
Well done being good. I've listened to some singles.
Go on.
I've listened to, can you remember the band Earthtone 9 from the back in the
day? I can. I don't know if I've ever told you the story, Matt.
Yes.
I almost definitely have, and almost definitely on this podcast at some point.
Yep.
We, when I say we, I mean a friend of mine, hired Earthtone 9 to play a gig for charity in Stratford-upon-Avon. Yeah, they did.
Nice.
In, I would say the year was 2002.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, we were about 15 or 16 at the time. We booked them and they played. They played with one dice.
Yeah.
And they played with a band called Autonomy.
How many dice do they usually play with?
Who just sort of did their own thing. What's that?
How many dice do they usually play with?
Normally they're a 6-dice band, but the other 5 couldn't make it. Yeah. So it was just one dice there.
I around the same time, I was in bands in Hertfordshire.
Okay.
And we played with Earthtone 9 in Harlow Square.
Is that an outdoor square?
No, it's an indoor square.
Oh, okay.
Barely a square.
Novel.
And
barely a square. Write it down. That's quite good.
Barely a square. Barely a
square.
Great.
Could be it. Carry on.
Love this band. Kind of. They've left
kind
us.
Kind of.
Well, they've left us a lot, and then reformed a lot, and then left us a lot.
Yeah. True.
Their album Arctangent is. Is the name of the festival we love.
Yeah,
named
true.
After their album Arctangent.
Yep.
I've always been a fan, always enjoy seeing them come back, and now they've got a new record label.
Yeah.
And they've got a new album coming out.
Whoa.
On June 21st.
Wow.
So looking forward to that.
Is that your birthday?
No,
it's not.
Not my birthday. This
June 21st is the day that I met my partner.
Ooh.
Yep.
Where did you meet?
We met in Pub on the Park.
Nine.
Yeah, an Earth Tone 9 gig.
Oh, you just met at Pub on the Park?
Pub on the Park,
and then said, hey.
No, we'd matched on an app.
Previously.
That had located us there. Do you remember that there's an app called Happn moons ago?
Yeah.
So she had been near it. She happened to have been near it.
In the pub?
No, we hadn't met. I was in the pub for something the night before. She had gone past the pub that day or whatever. In the morning after, we matched on the app and started talking on the app.
We were both in the same pub at the
same
time.
Yeah, and then I went back to that pub for lunch, and she happened to be going back to that pub with her friend, and then we met in for real.
The next day?
For reals, IRL, in the pub.
Whoa.
I was with my mate, she was with hers.
Whoa.
And but the four of us...
now together?
No, they don't speak. The four of us all sat down and drank together all day, and it was great. It was like a very casual first date.
Oh, that's fun.
It was really good. That was the 21st of June. It wasn't the 21st of June. No, it wasn't.
That was
21st of June.
Nice story.
2015.
Nice story. This song isn't Simon met his partner at the Pub in the Park. It's called Oceanic Drift, and here it is! Was indeed. It's only 3 minutes long. It's I love the main riff. Not a big fan of the singy bit.
No, singy bit's a bit shit, isn't
but
it?
But the non-singy bits are brilliant. And the main riff is heavy as fuck.
It is heavy as fuck. Who does that? Both of us do that. Yeah. I have been listening to...
Everyone's going to be going, heavy
as fuck! All of our... Yeah, we'll be stood in a random metal gig and we'll hear someone say and be like,
heavy as fuck!
Like, that's our signature catchphrase from Make and Tame Metal. Heavy as fuck!
Writing it down.
Write it down? He's written it down. Okay, I have been listening to a band who we reviewed their album back in 2020, I would say.
Whoa, we've been going that long.
Yeah, it was called Egoista.
I remember you bought this on record.
I bought it on record as well, yeah. Great album. This is a band called Exist. They are American, I think. This song is called Blue Light Infinite.
And here it is!
There it was. Their new album is out on the 12th of April. Any relation to that date at all for you, Matt?
I don't really remember dates.
Cool.
Well,
the album is called Hijacking the Zeitgeist.
And 12th, actually, you say? 12th.
Yeah. The whole album is all about our unhealthy relationship with technology, Matt.
Is it unhealthy, though?
Well, it depends. Depends how you feel about it. If you're in the band Exist, yes it is. If you're us, technology fiends that we are, yes it is. Anyway, good. Great track. Very good track.
What's the track called?
Blue Light Infinite. We've just done that. We just played it.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's got lots of heavy, lots of proggy. Max Phelps, who is the main guy in the band, said that this album is heavier than the previous one, which is music. It's quite literally... Well, no, it's not. It's music to my ears. It's literally words to my eyes because I saw it on written down.
April 12th, 2020.
Go on.
Was Easter Sunday.
There you go. Great news.
Thank you.
Matt.
Yes.
I hear there's big things coming next.
You know what? I got big things coming. And so have the band Godmother, whose new single I've been listening to. Their single is called Big Things Coming. And here it is.
There it was.
I love Godmother. Big fan of Godmother.
Do you have a godmother?
No.
Cool.
No.
Just
no.
Checking.
I have a mother.
Yep.
And I don't have a god.
This again?
Yes.
Okay.
Fun fact. I was on their Instagram with their dog mother T-shirt.
That fulfills
and zero.
That fulfills both parts of the requirement. It is both fun.
Yeah.
And it's a fact.
It's a fact.
You were holding my dog.
So this is 2 minutes long. What? I know. It's
wow.
The most basic and easily listening song they've ever released.
Yep.
The least sort of metal-y. But you know what? It's a catchy riff, a fun little song. There's only like two lots of words in it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Their full EP, Big Old Ep, is out in May.
Wow.
I've already pre-ordered it on the vinyl.
Wow, well done.
The last little EP was amazing.
It was very, very good, yes.
Very
I agree.
Good. So I'm very excited to hear the rest of the EP. The big thing's coming. It's an unconventional Godmother song. Usually
it is.
They sound insane. And this time it's a bit Idolsy.
Yeah, it's very Idolsy.
The beginning with the, I feel like some of the way through, it's like, oh, they left the click on.
Yeah,
but they haven't. It's a purpose choice, but I still love it. And it's a lot of fun.
What was the name of their previous EP, Matt?
It.
How would you?
Hold on. I will tell you what it's
there.
Called.
He's got it there.
Very.
Is it in that pile there?
It's in this pile.
Oh, here it is. I can see it. There it is.
Yeah, it's.
I'm just gonna get that out there.
It's in this pile. Can you hear it? It was called Obevklig.
Yeah,
Obevklig.
Very good. Obevklig.
And it had a host body teething on it, and Disney Jail, Tunnel From, and another song. but that was a 5-track, and this is fucking brilliant. We're holding the vinyl up.
Yeah,
live
for the listener
in front of Simon's face.
And there it is.
And the back of it looks like Collapse's new.
It does a bit. It looks like a zoomed in
new,
thing of the
zoomed
man's
in.
Melted face.
Yeah, so do go and pre-order that if you are the new one. Not this one, this has been out. But pre-order the new one if you can.
Go and pre-order the one that's been out for 2 years.
There's a t-shirt bundle. I'm not their sales rep.
Do you get a t-shirt?
No, I've already got like
you got
seven,
a few of theirs, yeah.
Seven Godmother t-shirts. So yeah, go get that. I'm looking forward to their big things.
Yeah,
coming.
Me too. The big things that are coming.
Have you ever had a big thing coming?
write that down. not big, but anyway. So we come to the end of the show, Matthew.
Whoa.
There's only one thing left to do.
Name the episode.
Oh yeah, that's afterwards.
Right, okay, so
album of the week.
We've got album of the week. Should we go into it?
Let's
it's
do
album
it.
Of the week. Album of the week. So is that
okay.
Four albums.
Is that four albums?
I'm
yeah.
I'm gonna get McMelty out of their big old hutch.
There, very important.
I did get him a new
hutch.
Big hutch. Big
a,
new hutch.
A new one?
A new big hutch.
With what proceeds, Matthew, from the podcast?
I just made it.
Are you spending you made it.
Yeah.
What did you make it out of?
Sand.
Out of sand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I whittled sand.
Whittled sand?
Yep.
You whittled it
into a...
That's quite impressive. Sounds very small, and whittling requires something quite large.
Yep.
Okay.
It was a slow week in metal releases.
You whittled a sandcastle.
Yeah.
That's never been done before.
Okay, right. So,
okay.
What's it going to be? Let's find out. I'm going to smash McMouth's beak against the desk.
Okay. I'm of the week this week. Goes to Collapse.
Collapse.
With their album.
Well done, Collapse. If you ever get round to coming to England,
we'll buy you a drink.
Or if I ever get round to going to wherever you are, I'll get you a pint. With I think there's three of you, so three straws in one pint.
Three straws in one pint. Although, write it down. That could be an episode name.
Although I as album of the year, you do get a pint each. They were album of the year once, and I've still not seen them since. So, ooh. Three.
They owed quite a lot of drinks from you, actually.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Oh, that's fine. I got.
You could always whittle them something out of sand.
I got £19 in my bank.
And oh yeah, fine.
That's enough.
That's an. Yeah. That's like three pints, I think.
Depends where we go. Where I see them. If I see them in Prague, it's like
£19 pints. Yeah, that's true. If you see them in anywhere in London, it's three pints. Apart from Wetherspoons, where it's four pints.
Yeah, or if it's daytime in a Brewdog, I get a good discount.
Daytime in a Brewdog, I get a good discount.
So there you go.
It could be a song.
You can collapse, you can stick that on your fridge, print it off.
Yeah, you could do
you
that.
You have to type it first. You have to type Megaton Metal Album of the Week.
True.
And then print that off. But you could do that if you want.
Yep.
And congratulations.
Well done.
Keep releasing good albums.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
You've just done it recently, so maybe...
Keep doing it.
But you don't wait a little while.
Never stop.
Okay.
So yeah, that brings us to the end of the podcast.
It is the end.
We have many things that could be called. but you'll know before
you'll
us.
Before we know. How does that work?
Good night. Enjoy... everything you do.
Enjoy the beginning of spring.
Oh yeah. Oh, the clocks go.
The clocks
forward
go forward
soon.
In a few days.
So that's exciting.
Really exciting, actually.
Clocks going forward.
It happens every year, but every year I'm like, wow.
It means it's lighter later.
Great. Lighter later. Yep. Write it down. Lighter later.
Lighter.
That's
later.
Actually quite good. Lighter later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one.
So yeah. Keep listening to good music. If you like our podcast, listen to it.
Yeah.
Tell other people to listen to it. Share it.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah.
Five stars it.
Yep. All of the above.
And don't have nightmares. Good night.